Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue Pele Yoyed, Shir number 306, on the topic of Dibur, speech, where the Pele Yoyed focuses attention on the mitzvah of Birchos Kahanim, mitzvah for the Kahanim to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. And before we see the words of the Pele Yoyed, I want to share with you what the Ber Halacha, what the Chafetz Chaim brings in the Ber Halacha, in the first Ber Halacha, in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, as Chelek Beis of Mishnah Brura, Kuf Chav Ches, and he springs from the Sefer Charedim as follows. That it's not just a mitzvah of Birchas Kahanim for the Kohanim to give a bracha to us, and that's what the mitzvah is, but it's also a mitzvah for the non-Kohanim, those who are listening quietly with Kavanah to receive the bracha. The receivers are also doing a mitzvah, says the Sefer Charedim. The Yisrael ha'oindim panim k'neged pnei ha'Kohanim, Bishtiko, Mechadnum Libum Likabel Birchosom Gidvar Hashem. The Yisraelim, and the Levim as well, of course, who are standing facing the Kohanim in silence, Bishtiko, focusing, having Kavano, Likabel Birchosom Gidvar Hashem, to receive the Bracha from Hashem, Haim Nami Bechlal HaMitzvah. They are also Bechlal HaMitzvah. So it's not just the mitzvah of the Kohanim to give the Bracha. We non-Kohanim are also fulfilling the mitzvah when we're focusing on receiving the bracha. Now continues the Pele Yoyed. Mitzvah ala Kohanim levarich es Yisrael. There's a mitzvah for the Kohanim to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. Umanoyalu oisim ha-Kohanim. Unfortunately, the Pele Yoyed is upset. He's disturbed. How foolish some Kohanim are that they leave the shul. Le'ezer's basic nesses k'dei sh'loy yiv levarich b'rechus ha'kayhanim. Not to give the bracha, to avoid giving the b'rechus ha'kayhanim. Adun toiv ha'habish lo'y sh'asen. And they are forgoing three mitzvahs asay, three positive mitzvahs. V'le'yoyis mevar rochim mipi ha'kodesh baruch hu k'dechsi v'somo shemiya b'nei yisoh ani avarchim. And they're missing out on this opportunity to be gebenched, to get a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekol Adam yivarech es Yisrael, v'chal mevarech mizbarech yidichsiv, v'avarecho mevarechecho. Whoever gives a bracha, the Pasuk tells us, whoever gives a bracha to another Yid, Hashem says, you give a bracha, it's like a boomerang. It comes back to you. You'll receive a bracha. And when the Kohanim, these Kohanim, manoyalu, when they're foolish and they leave, and they don't fulfill this mitzvah of giving the bracha, they're not receiving the bracha as well. Rav Avigdor Milozatzal would say, when you pass by a Yiddish house, you should give brachas to that person. So let's just give an example. You're driving down, let's say you're in Brooklyn, driving down on the street, East 12th, East 15th, whatever it is, 21st, Coney Island. Well, people don't live in Coney Island, but you give brachas. You see Yiddin, give brachas to Yiddin. You get brachas. So you're walking down the street, especially on Hanukkah, so beautiful. You walk down the street, you see the menorahs left and right. So you're walking down the street, wherever you are, and you see a Yiddish house, and you give the people, they should be gebenched, they should have health, they should have parnasa, they should have shalom bayis, they should have b'nei Torah, they should fulfill the mitzvahs. Pour it on! You know what happens also? You get brachas as well. You give, you get. Va'avarecha mivarechecha. Hashem says, you give the bracha, I'm going to give you the bracha. And it builds Avos Yisrael. Builds Avos Yisrael. The Gam says the Pele Yoyed further. O my Gam le tzaddikim, shetekev shemaskirim chayiv levorchom. When you mention a tzaddik, you should give him a bracha immediately. What's example? The chesiv zecher. You mention tzaddik levorcha. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. It's not just we say zatzal. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Perik Yud pasuk Zayin. And when you mention the tzaddik, you give a bracha. Chayiv levarchom, dichsiv zeche tzaddik levracha.